Hi, and welcome to this series of 5-minute podcasts reflecting on the theme of qualitative research and the early years learning environment. The focus this week is an exemplification of the generative divergent analysis method of approaching experiences from different perspectives. To begin with, it's worth noting that this approach is part of the process of developing the creative analytic paradigm. Interested listeners may want to locate some of the texts which have influenced the following reflections. A starting point would be Sherry Turkle's book, Evocative Objects, published in 2007, and another interesting text would be Derek Lader's Sociological Practice, the 2005 edition. The following reflections originated from 20 seconds of video footage that was captured during a wide sweep of a spacious nursery reception class area. The particular event was the observation of two girls moving a flip chart screen and partially concealing themselves behind it. This initial observation acted as a sensitizing concept for generating thematic coding and reflections related to partition screen behavior. Further reflective thinking was supported by the use of orienting concepts, as well as by use of existing space and spatial density research. The first observation was that the two girls were changing their environment for their own purpose. So the initial response was to codify the event using the thematic code of ownership, with the potential for exploration of an ownership dimension at a more general level using a broader base of illustrative examples. However, closer attention to the event led to several further observations. One observation was that the flip chart screen had been left out of the way near the edge of the noticeably spacious classroom. This seemed potentially significant because of research evidence suggesting children gravitate to the edges, for example, playing near the walls in poorly equipped playgrounds. Another observation was that this moving the screen behaviour occurred in the in-between space, i.e. not in a designated and planned area, and suggesting the orienting concept of non-place. This anthropological view, contrasting space and non-space, was presented by Auger in 1995, rooted within the concept of supermodernity, and has potential parallels within an early years setting. When considering gender differences in relation to spatial density, Pat Lowry's 1993 paper, Privacy in the Preschool Environment, Gender Differences in Reaction to Crowding, available as a Google search, highlighted the importance of providing a variety of private, semi-private and public spaces. Certainly within this classroom setting, there was no specific or designated area supporting privacy and seclusion. So an interpretation here is supported by the orienting concept of relational space from Bruno Latour's actor network theory, insofar as the two girls were improvising and providing their own meaning to the flip chart screen. Reflection on behaviour of other children in the classroom soon drew attention to the casual way in which the two girls had approached the flip chart screen. This wandering behaviour raised the question about the purposefulness of their behaviour. This now seemed to be unfocused activity, though potentially contributing to social development or reinforcement of peer culture. The code of environmental challenge seemed to fit with these reflections. Interestingly, some of the research, for example, as reported in Multiple Perspectives on Play in Early Childhood Education, edited by Seracho and Spodek, 1998, suggests decreased spatial density is associated with the tendency of girls to engage in less active social behaviour, contrasted to the more boisterous running around behaviour of boys. A final orienting concept here is that of Foucault's gaze. Several children in the class, including these two girls, seemed oblivious to their social surroundings. On the other hand, the children playing inside a temporary screened area that had been set up for a specific activity were particularly conscious of onlookers. It's also worth noting that although the classroom space was essentially entirely public space, the children did have access to a homeroom away from the continuous gaze of the teacher. By way of a conclusion, I'd like to draw attention to the epistemological foundations of the creative analytic paradigm by emphasising the concept of exemplified possibilities and speculative thinking in response to experiences. The reflections evoked by the children moving the screen are presented as imaginative responses to experience. Anyway, that must be 5 minutes by now, and for the next topic, some other brief reflection on qualitative research and the early years learning environment. See you soon.